Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this January 16th, Tuesday, 2024, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And tonight we have the fellows in the way in the back there. Pastor's Mighty Men, that's right, Frank and Eric and Randy, sitting manning those telephones, boldly waiting for you to call so we can raise some money tonight because this is Pledge Week. Yes, that's right. And the numbers are, I will give it to you so you can get started right away, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And tonight, our producer is young Style. That's right. He's a sharp young fella. In fact, Style, you know, feel free to join in tonight, you know, with input. And, like, if you would like to pledge $1,000 right out of the chute, go right ahead.
Another $1,000?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can put me down for one, for real. Go ahead, put me down. I'm going to be, I put my money where my mouth is, and so put me down for $1,000. And then here, live in the studio, you heard the cackle, right? Every time you hear a cackle, never any eggs. But anyhow, we have Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All righty. And get in there and keep an eye on those guys.
Sure will.
All right. And our guest live in the studio tonight is Charlie Johnson. And Charlie is running for State Central Committee District 32. Say hey, Charlie.
Hello, everyone. Glad you're on the air tonight.
And then tonight, way out yonder, he's the legendary, that Parson, Missouri Pastor Joe Larson.
Good evening, and I'm not going to pledge tonight because I just went to the website a little while ago and donated $200 using the, you got a nice setup there for either PayPal, credit card. It took me probably three, four minutes at the most. All done.
Then you did pledge. See, you did pledge. We have to put you on a board now so that we can keep an account of where we're at.
What I was trying to do is tell how easy it is for people to use that website and WRWL.org, and you can donate right there online. And like I said, just takes a couple of minutes, but you can also call in and use the credit card line tonight, 888-281-1110.
All righty. Yeah, you can match me. As many as you'd like out there, you can match me at 1,000. So go ahead and call in at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, tonight we're going to have Attempt a Cure. For a donation of $50 or more, we have Attempt a Cure. But you have to let us know that you want it, you see. If you don't tell us, then we won't send it to you. But that's Attempt a Cure tonight. And now, also, I want to remind you, the newsletter just went out today. We send out a newsletter. It's very, very informative. Everyone who gets the newsletter tells us how much they like it. And then so many of them make copies, and that it's all the things that those people in the mainstream media do not want you to know, all the things that the Democratic Party do not want you to know. So we send that out. It's free. Don't cost you a thing. But you have to go up. If you want to go up to the website, you can go up there, and you can send an email, or you can just send us a little letter, a little note, with your address very clearly written out and just requesting the newsletter with a complete name and address, and we will send that to you at no charge. And so with that, Joe, we need to get started. Where we left off yesterday in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, the Apostle
Paul... Can you feel it in the air, right?
You can feel it in the air. We can feel it in the air. The Apostle Paul, when he started out, he was saying that in the last days... So he's talking about a time far in the future. What he wasn't talking about the days he was living in there, the days, and a time far in the future, you would see these things. You would see people with these characteristics, these attributes, these behavior patterns. And so we're going to pick it up and take a look and see how that is matching up with today when he said, the last days, because everywhere you turn, people are saying, Pastor, are these the last days? Are we in the last days? Well, folks, it's written right here for you. It's literally spelled out for you. So here, Bob and Lori in Michigan pledge 100. Thank you, Bob and Lori. Alrighty. So let's pick it up, Joe. Let's read verse 5. We'll take one verse at a time and just read verse 5 and pause.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
Now, we talked about the apostate preachers and that, but that also refers to, Joe, today's humanists. We have a lot of humanists, like that Ferrari guy that has written those articles, the one who says that we have too many, we don't need humans anymore. With AI, with artificial intelligence, we can eliminate, and that's the idea, the global, but he's one of those humanists. And their God today is AI, but also this fake religion of environmentalism, globalist warming, climate change. It's a religion to them. Now, when it says denying the powers thereof, they have, that's their God, and the powers that they deny, would creation be one of the powers that of God that they're denying?
Exactly, because they're pushing evolution.
Alrighty. What about the miracles? Do they deny the miracles that we know about in God's Word, the Bible?
Well, they call the Bible a myth.
All right. What about...
would answer that question real simply, right?
Well, yeah, they... Yeah. What about the rapture of the church?
I think they think that's a fairy tale.
What about the second coming of Christ?
They laugh at it.
What about the second coming of Christ?
That gets a big laugh.
Okay, so all of these things. What about the concept? The Pope had recently come out and said there is no hell. Nobody's going to hell.
The Pope is starting to sound more like an antichrist than someone who had claimed to be a pastor. Well,
the Pope is an antichrist. He's embracing
right.
Sins of sodomy now and compromise. And I look for him soon to embrace abortion. You watch. And so, okay, read verse 6.
For of this sort are they which creep into the houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts.
Okay, so when he's talking about houses, what's he referring to?
Church house.
Church houses, you're right. So for this sort are they which creep in the houses, and we see that especially today with your prosperity preachers, huh?
Oh, especially. Well, I saw it long ago, way back in the 90s, I was raising money for crisis pregnancy. Well, I guess it was into 2000, crisis pregnancy center and maternity home. And I went into several churches, and they were, their missions were donating money to planned predators, and they thought this was the idea of Christian giving. So yep. That is, you know, creeping into a church house and leading people astray, right?
What about Big Fannie Willis, who was in that AME church out there promoting, almost bragging about, you know, her fornication and her corruption?
Yeah, well, that's part of being a black woman, apparently. I don't know. To me, that's not really a church. They call it a church, but that is a building filled with people who are deluded.
Well, you know, we when said part of being a black woman, that is an unsaved now.
Right, unsaved, you know. But that's what she was trying to say. Well, I'm this black woman, and we have, you know, she was using color to hide sin, to run
the race card. She always plays the race card, don't
right.
they? Whenever
but
nothing
she
else works.
This time to hide from her sins.
Yeah. Okay, so here now, when he's saying that for this sort which creep into houses, lead captive silly women, that word there actually means kidnapped. It means they kidnapped these silly women,
capture,
elated with sins, and led away with diverse lusts. Now, Paul is making a point there. The point that he's trying to make is that these women are seeking to behave themselves in such a manner or live in such a way that they were not created by God to do, okay? And so here, in fact, that word there only is the only time in the Bible you find it right here, silly women. That's the only time it's referring to these women who are living a lifestyle or in a manner in disobedience in such a way that God had never created them to do that. Now, so let me ask you, how would that, and Charlie, you can jump in too if you have a question. How would that do? Today, young women have lost their natural affection for their unborn and are abandoning their young children and husbands in pursuit of a variety of sexual partners, loving pleasures more than God and family. And so we're seeing these things happening today. It's just a total opposition, say, of what it used to be. It used to be the men would be the ones that would abandon the family. Today, the women have gone, especially the young women. Now, remember, there's two winds that are blowing. Remember we started out, we said there's two winds. The righteous are becoming more righteous. So these Christian ladies that are attending universities like Hillsdale or being brought up in Christian families, many of them are becoming more and more righteous. But on the other side, in the world out there, and these people, these women like from Harvard or Yale, by the way, more women are attending universities today, colleges today, than men are, okay? This is, again, going back to what we read in Isaiah chapter 3, where God gives a people, women and incompetent men, as a punishment. He gives them, and what's happening, we see more and more women in government today, and so this
and
country...
leading universities, look at, remember, like we were talking about the major universities, how many of the deans are women now.
Right, but see, what's happening is they're totally oblivious to the fact that they're punishing themselves. They've got no idea. They don't know why they're so miserable. They don't know why they're not happy. They're in total opposition, like you said, to the Word of God. And it's a rebellion out there. And so you have two winds. The righteous are becoming more righteous. The wicked are becoming more wicked, the unrighteous. So today we're seeing other things that you never saw before, such as husbands are being cuckolded by being pressured by society to allow their wives and daughters to go. We were taking a look at this, just going on the beaches. We decided just to look at the beaches, like in Myrtle Beach, there in Daytona, beaches on, you know, Cocoa Beach and all these, just to go look at the beaches, just scanning the different beaches and watching the way that these young women were being dressed. Now, today, they wear these things called thongs, okay? And Joe, don't you ever wear one, right? But
no, I don't think it goes. Goes with the rest of my outfit.
Yeah, and so what happens? Now here's the thing, Joe. I got to tell you this. It's Joe. It's not just the young, pretty women that are doing this. We were watching, and it's not really funny. But, Joe, some of these women were our age out there wearing these things. You could barely, I mean, they hardly had anything on. And, Joe, I'd look better in a bikini than some of these women. And that's bad, okay? I mean, that is bad.
Yeah, they're living up to the European way over there in Germany and stuff like that. They had that same issue when I was stationed in Germany back in 1990.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but today it's... Here, it's everywhere. And so they were interviewing some of these men, husbands that were with their, you know, you could tell they weren't real happy with walking around with their wives almost naked and everybody ogling them. And so they said, well, you know, you're outnumbered. They keep telling you it's the, you know, everyone's doing it. Why are these other men allow their wives to be this way? In fact, one of them said the wife asked for her birthday present to be able to go topless, okay? This is, again, like Paul said, in future times. Now, up until the last 10 years or so, not even that long, we didn't see, I don't know how long they've been doing those thong things, but you didn't see that, okay? None of those things, and boy, I mean, look, when I was growing up, back in the 50s, they would have been arrested. If they showed up on a beach that way, those women would have been arrested right on the spot, okay? Today, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, even more so, if you look, though, at the role models for the women that put Kim Kardashian got famous, how'd she get her start? Somebody released one of her sex tapes with whoever she was sleeping with at the time. I don't even remember. And if you look at a lot of these Hollywood stars, they're going way, you know, talking about their sex life, the toys they use, the men they slept with. I mean, it is just, it's almost like a competition. Who can sleep with the most people? Who can dress the most risque? Who can wear the least clothes or do nude shots? And now they've got something fans only. And a lot of these, even the older women, the Martha Stewarts and everybody else are trying to, you know, do the sexy roles. And it's just gone crazy.
Well, that's
and
Hollywood
it's gonna
for
you. It's going to continue to get worse, isn't it?
Yeah, Hollywood has gone off the rails. That's the reason why everything in Hollywood is technically moving to Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta is the new Hollywood.
Yeah, I understand the big, some of what was happening in Hollywood. They're moving their pornography industry to Louisiana, from what I heard now. But see, again, all of these things, like the Apostle Paul is making a point that in the last days, so we're seeing all of these things that we never saw before. I got to tell you husbands out there, listen, peer pressure is no excuse. If my wife, which would never even think of doing that, but if she decided that she wanted to do that, I'd say, if you go out there that way, don't come home. Don't come home. If you go out there dressed like that, okay? And you remember how the Lord dealt in the book of Hosea with Gomer, right? And so here, and as far as these, one of the reasons that these things happening are these things here, these smartphones right here. These and what they call iPads have given these women a new sense of power. It's in power that they can do things, and you'll notice what's happening. The red flags are everywhere. You'll be noticing them. They'll be looking at that. They'll be texting and laughing, and husbands will go to look and see what that. And they'll, that's my privacy. That's my space. You don't look at that. I got news for you, wives. Not only does your husband have the right, he's got the obligation. God's word, the Bible's very clear, don't study. He has got the obligation. He is to be the head of the house, and he's to protect you from yourself. And so, no, he's got the right and the obligation. So don't think for a minute that your privacy on that phone he is not allowed to. Now, that goes the other way, too, because when you become married, what do you become? One, right?
One.
And so the wives have got, they have the right to see what's on their husband's phones too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But
there's no secrets in our house.
Yeah. Well, but see, the tendency is going now with this more so, much more so, like 80% with the women. In fact, now, divorce is initiated about 80% of the. We're going to be doing a program on this coming up here in the near future with women, okay? Or because of what they're called trending. This is something they're called trending. We'll have Style. Style, you want to explain that?
Trending?
Yeah.
Going around what's popular?
No. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Trending is what they're calling
in.
Yeah. It's. Is the
vogue,
change
they used to say
the change of moral standards is what there's a change in the morality, the change. In other words, what is accepted is moral. Do you think God goes along with that? Do you think God has changed?
Doesn't go along with anything. No. He does not, cannot, will not change.
So his standards haven't lowered any at all, right?
No, just ours.
So people are. And delusion, if they think, well, everybody's doing it, therefore, if it was so bad, God wouldn't, he wouldn't allow it, right? Let me ask you this. When they legalize baby killing, call it an abortion, when they legalize that, many, many women that never, ever would have thought of killing that baby when it was illegal, somehow got the idea that if the government sanctioned it, that it would be okay, that God would understand. Do you think God understands? Boy, does he understand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He does, but he doesn't understand in the way they think.
Right.
And that's why they
put the world, with the phone and the internet, we've got access to all this garbage out there. We have all these influencers on social media. And, you know, they tell people how to date, how to use makeup. They influence how people vote, think, whatever. Most of them are just people that have figured out they can talk smart and put up neat pictures and stuff. And they get all these followers, and basically, some of these people are nothing but sheep.
Yeah, what's happening?
And, you know,
what's happening? They're finding out.
Somebody you've never met, don't know, influencing how you're going to live your life, what kind of lifestyle, whether or not you'll have children.
Joe, what they're finding out, these women, what they don't realize when they're texting these people, sending nude pictures, they think that only the people they're sending them to can see them. And then
there's no secrets on the internet.
Government has it all, folks.
Right. And then their husbands come home and say, look what somebody showed me today, okay? And here's a picture of them, and it's like, oh, my. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Boy, I haven't given that number out. We got to hear from you, folks. We really do. because we only got like two pledges tonight so far. So we really got to hear from you.
If you don't hear from us, we're not going to, if you, we don't hear from you, you're not going to be able to hear from us.
Absolutely. All right, so we'll be back right after this with more.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
Alrighty, we are back. This is Pledge Week. We need to hear from you at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I got to tell you this, folks, here for you folk people in Ohio, we need for you to call your state senator. Now, we need to put our attention onto the Ohio Senate, who will meet on January 24th to vote to override the governor's veto. Inform your state senator to vote to override the veto of Governor DeWine on House Bill 68. Inform your state senator to enact the Ohio Saving Adolescents from Experimentation, or called the SAFE Act, folks. It's a horrible, horrible thing what they do with these young children out there. It's just amazing. These young girls are trying to become boys, young boys. They're doing this. It's not surgery, folks.
It's okay. Mutilation.
Pardon?
It's mutilation.
Absolutely. That's what it is. And it's evil from the day it's gone, from day one. God created two genders, and this is pure evil. So here's what you do. If you don't know who your state senator is, you can call 1-800-282-0253. 1-800-282-0253. That's 1-800-282-0253. And they just tell them where you live, and they can tell you who your state senator is. Alrighty. We're back, and we have Charlie Johnson with us right here. And Charlie, you are running for State Central Committee, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, for District 32, which is Ashtabula, Trumbull, and Geauga County.
All righty. And so tell us what you're here to tell us.
Okay, my name's Charles Johnston. I live in Jefferson, Ohio, Ashtabula County, and I am running for State Central Committee, District 32. This will be an exciting race since there's four candidates in it. Reason for I'm running for this position is to help make Ohio better. With my 25-year military experience with two tours in Iraq, I can handle the pressure I am faced with. I have my associate's degree in industrial electrical technology and followed up with a bachelor's degree in communications with an emphasis on technical writing with a 60 semester hours taken in a combat zone. When I got home from Iraq, I was able to get a job at Bell Helicopter in Grand Prairie, Texas, working as a test stand engineer, testing prop rotors before being put onto military aircraft. I know how to fix many things, and we all know the Republican Party is broken here in Ohio. That is why we have more independents than Republicans and Democrats. I have witnessed 2 years ago at the State Central Committee meeting in Columbus, my representative was sitting in the back of the room, and he did nothing the whole time there. And that is the problem, no representation for our elected people. My district needs help, and they don't know how to fix it, and I have a solution by asking hardline questions and getting results. Things I have done here to help here in Ohio. When I ran 2 years ago, I ran on getting property taxes off for disabled veterans at 100% rating. I asked my state rep and state senator at the time about this, and they did not budge on it. Luckily, this past August 2023, Tracy Richardson got wind of this, and being a veteran herself, she liked the idea, and now it is House Bill 254. It has been in three committees so far, and it is needing to be passed because our men and women in uniform deserve it. And it also includes EMS, firemen, and police hurt or killed in the line of duty. They will get it as well. 17 other states in the United States does this. And if Ohio wants to be a red state, it's time for them to ante up and act like it. The second thing I have done for our area in Northeast Ohio was help with a broadband project with the County Commissioner J.P. Ducrow and the Ohio Transparency Telecom to get internet in our area, which we have not had any good service in 6 years. I was the beta tester since I was 6 miles from the tower, and now we can do more things than before so that the kids don't get left behind like they did during COVID and can't do their schoolwork. With our current member on the State Central Committee, he was not present for the December meeting. My question to my fellow candidates, are you going to take this job serious? And be honest with yourself before answering. Do you have the time and effort to put in for this position? If your answer is no, then kindly go remove your name from the ballot because I have a lot of work to do. Are you willing to raise your hand to defend the Constitution of the United States when you take the oath for your office? I have taken that oath for being in the military 5 times in my career as a decorated soldier. I did my job to the utmost ability and had the stamina to survive on the battlefield during Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom. This is serious business, folks. People ask me where I'm from due to my southern accent. I reply, I am a native Texan. My fourth great-grandfather bought land from Santa Ana in 1834, 2 years before Texas became a republic. He was a successful businessman and ended up with 2,400 acres for 25 cents an acre back then. I came to Ohio in December 2017 with my wife, Susan, and my dog. I purchased a 28-acre farm and love it. Being retired, this was a nice place to be and enjoy the four seasons, which you don't get in Texas. And as a native Texan, we like to fight. My wife and I are Christians and believe in the God Almighty, Jesus Christ. The border crisis. A lot of people are talking about this nowadays because of the influx of people. I am the only candidate that has worked the Texas border. I worked the Marfa sector that was 150 miles of border to cover from Sanderson, Texas to El Paso County line. It is the largest sector in the state. We caught a lot of drug smugglers and human trafficking and even witnessed beheadings across the river from our outpost. Then we could process them and deport them and not let them stay here illegally like you're seeing here today. I want all of you to remember one thing if you haven't listened to anything else I have said. I am not the establishment candidate. I am a true conservative Republican. I will fight in Columbus for you and make District 32 proud. I will make them get the audit on the books for the party done, which they haven't been done in 18 years. And if there is corruption, we will proceed with charges and prosecute them and indict them and throw them in prison for stealing the people of Ohio's money that was entrusted to them. It doesn't matter what these people's titles are, the buck stops here. Ohio needs a fighter for the people and not a wimp on real problems and issues for the state. As a patriot, I love America and what it stands for. CRT is not the answer. Socialism is not the way for the pursuit of happiness. It's the opposite. Vote for me and you will see a change in the SEC for the better and for the Republican Party. Remember this, the greatest knowledge is to know God, and the greatest service is to do his will. This is what I am planning to do for you, Ohio, is to do God's will and not sit back any longer and watch it fail. It was up to the people, while us soldiers are gone fighting lengthy wars, to take care of business, and I see that it has fallen short, so I will pick up the baton and charge on for you. You can go onto my website to donate and help me raise money to defeat the rhinos of Ohio. And that is https://johnstonforohio.gator.site.
All right. Thank you very much, Charlie. We'll help you as we get closer to the primaries. Now,
Charlie, excuse me, Pastor Joe, would you spell your last name? Because I noticed there are several ways that it could be spelled by people.
Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N.
All right,
okay,
very good. B and B in Ohio pledges 600. T in Ohio pledges 30. Joyce in New Jersey pledges 40, and L in Ohio pledges 20. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we're going with the initials tonight. It's kind of strange. I don't know what's going on here, but anyhow,
I'm just hoping some of the initials will match me and my donation earlier in the evening.
All righty. That's right. Did you put Pastor Joe down for, well, how much, 250?
200.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, put him down for 200 grand.
That would solve a lot of our problems. Right?
200 grand, got it.
All righty, there you go. Now, the number is 888-281-1110, 288-281-1110, or 888 677-9673, 888-677-9673. Wicked regime. Biden regime adds charges against two brothers who tried to protect Royan Boylan on January 6th from police. These are dirty cops, folks. These are cowardly, cowardly D.C. cops. I mean really cowardly D.C. cops, you know. These guys have no problem beating a woman, an unarmed woman to death. And we've seen this happening. The idea, the deep state was told to go out there and put the fear. You're supposed to put the fear in these Trump supporters. Anyone, you let them know. Like, remember when Chuckie Schumer says that the deep state has six ways to Sunday to get you. Anyhow, in a pointed video obtained by Kara Castronova that plays like a scene in a future film, the unconscious body of Roseanne Boylan lay on the steps of the U.S. Capitol as distraught Trump supporters try in vain to save her before finally carrying her lifeless body up to the mouth of the West Capitol entrance and turning her over to the Metro Police line, begging them for help after a police officer, a dirty, cowardly cop, had just seen beating Roseanne to a pulp with a stick. From there, the police dragged Roseanne down the tunnel by her feet like a sack of potatoes, and she was never seen again. Folks, this has happened. The idea that the deep state, the so-called select committee, Nancy Pelosi, these people on this so-called select committee, these people should be tried for treason, and I mean high treason. They need every one of them to be sitting in that dirty, dirty D.C. jail where their betters at, where people that are, where the Christian patriots, the true Americans, are at today. And so here, this gives a whole new layer of emotion and sadness to the day as the video, high video quality, humanizes the men and women around the most violent area in January 6th. All the cell phone and body cam video we have seen comes across as somewhat dehumanizing, said Tina Ryan, Citizens Against Political Persecution. Well, I'm going to stop there. You get the picture, folks. What has happened, and we've shown some of those videos there, even in our church. We cannot rest until these people on that so-called select committee, to these people like Nancy Pelosi and all the rest, until they are brought, Chucky Schumer, until they are brought to justice. In order to do that, we've got to take government back. Right now, we do not have a Justice Department. The Justice Department is simply a strong arm branch of the Democratic Communist Party. We don't have an FBI. The FBI, again, folks, even though, I know this, that there are still some good field officers, FBI agents out there that are Americans, that are patriots, that are good people, but from Chris Wray down several levels, they are treasonous. They are traitors to America, traitors to God and country. You have no obligation at all, none, to give the FBI any legitimacy. They are not a legitimate police organization. They're not. They have lost that. The DOJ is not a legitimate organization. The DOJ are filled with whores. They're filled with political whores out there. That's all they are today. And, folks, that's the reality. That is what's actually happening today. That's strong language. That's inflammatory. Yeah, it is. But it's true. It's absolutely true. These people are committed high treason. They stole an election. There was a coup against and Donald Trump is still the legitimate president of the United States. We all know that, folks. We watched as the election night, as he flipped it right in front of our eyes, as they flipped the numbers upside down, right in front of our eyes. In fact, we've had stacks and stacks and stacks of articles of proof, information we brought out, and we're going to continue doing that because the cause is a righteous cause, and our job is to bring America back to one nation under God the way she gave it to us. All right, we got John in Parma pledges 50. Hector in Michigan pledges 20. Thank you. The number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Take it away, Joe.
Well, I was thinking, we talk about the lies all the time. The left, the Biden administration, the left, nothing but lies. And here are just two examples of probably hundreds. Today, there were a couple of people drowned trying to cross the Rio Grande border down in Texas. And U.S. Congressman Henry Kuehler, a Democrat in Texas, claimed that the Texas state was responsible for their deaths, a woman, two children, and reported that the Texas Military Department had denied the Federal Border Patrol access to the area to help these six migrants in distress. He said, "This is a tragedy. The state bears the responsibility," on and on. Well, here's the, you know, long story short. The Texas Military Department received word from Mexico that there were drownings. And so by the time the Border Patrol even requested access across this park that Texas has taken over, the Mexican authorities had already recovered the border, the bodies. The Texas military people were down there looking for other survivors, doing everything. So basically what they did, they were blaming Texas for something that happened at Texas, and the Border Patrol and the what they call the Texas Military Department didn't know anything about, only the Mexican authorities. So here, one of our congressmen just flat out told a big lie.
No kidding. Who would have thought, huh?
Well, yeah, with me working the border down in Texas, the problem is, right, is that the military is only there to assist the Border Patrol. They're only there for observation.
Not now. Only. That's changed recently. So, they brought them in. The National Guard is there now. And not to assist the Border Patrol, but to make sure the Border Patrol stays out of there. So.
Yeah, well, this is the Texas Military Department. And
yes, National
they
Guard.
Are patrolling also on the border, and they are turning people away and trying to stop things.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they want to blame anybody, blame the President of Mexico for allowing them to come up through Guatemala.
Well, yeah.
Because that's what we did back in 2006 or 7. We had a bunch of illegals come up. We put them on a DC-10, flew them down to Guatemala, dropped them off, and then the president down there said, "Hey, you're over-fluctuating our area here." We says, "Welcome to our world. Deal
yeah,
with
welcome
it.
To our world."
Well,
here's
Trump,
the other big lie.
Trump had a good solution. He told the president of Guatemala, "Look, you keep them there, or we keep the aid that we've been giving you." Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it worked very well, you know.
Yep. Trump, money talks.
Right. Trump knew how to do these things, didn't he?
Or they can reintroduce the mountain lion and keep him hungry down there if they know there's a big cat out there that won't come through.
That's right. 888-677-9673. Folks, we got to hear from you. The phones have not been ringing lately. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Don't forget, we have Dr. Peter Glidden's book, Attempt a Cure. That book is absolutely dynamite. He has put so many of them out there. From A to Z, every ailment, the things that bother you, he shows you in there the natural medical, the natural cures that God has given us. And he is very, very, very successful in curing people of everyday ailments that these drugs that they give you, these drugs they give you are not there to treat the illness. They're there to treat the symptoms. But he, in his book, he shows you how you can treat the disease. There you go. So $50 or more donation. So 888-281-1110. We're waiting for your call. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, the second one. Remember Hunter Biden when all the art buyers were coming in and we were told by the government and the news that Hunter would never know who buys? Well, who, you know, bought his paintings for all that money? Well, it turns out it was a big lie. Yeah, you know, they told us in July 2021, system had been established to ensure the identities of those who bought Hunter Biden's artwork would remain anonymous for ethical reasons. Well, George Burgess, the art dealer for Biden, was in a closed-door transcribed interview there before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees, and he told a different story. He revealed that Hunter Biden knew his sugar brother was top buyer, making the White House ethics pledge a total sham. And took a look that Hunter knew over 70% of all the people who bought his artwork, And the big lie was that when all this started, it wasn't until September 21, 2021, the agreement with Hunter was actually created. Before that, there was no agreement made at all in July. The White House said it was July, but no agreement was actually made with the head of the art gallery until September, and that was the gallery would not disclose the names of the artist's work, you know, to anyone. So he said there was not a White House-involved agreement at all, and Hunter Biden did know the identities of 70% of the art buyers, those that bought the big dollar art. So another lie from the Biden family, another lie from government, another lie from the major media, and I could probably do an entire two-hour radio show just on the list of lies I have. That's two examples that I got today alone.
Well,
we need a government that has some kind of truth at all, a media that tells the truth, and that's why this radio program is so necessary, because the world is lying to you every day, the government, the media, you know, you name it out there, and there is very, very little truth, and you have to really work to get the truth. We try to do the hard work for you and just help you understand what's truly happening in this world.
Joe, that's one of the reasons that the newsletter is so important, because they have it there. It's printed out. It's there. When people say, well, you know, you have friends and you tell them what's really happening, those that listen to the mainstream media, and they look at you and say, look, let me show you something. Here's reality. And so that's why we send this newsletter out. It's very important, and it's free. But we mentioned before, Joe, I mentioned before about the World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, Yuval Noah Harari. He's the number two guy there, and he was asked about what's going to happen if Trump wins this, and here's what he says. Now, here's a guy that says that people are really not needed. We really don't need people. Okay, we got AI, artificial.
Yeah.
What Harari said raised even more eyebrows. He said, if it happens, that means if Trump is elected, it is likely to be the kind of like death blow to the remains of the global order. That's their climate change gurus, okay, the Al Gores, the John Kerrys. And Trump, says it openly. Harari added, he argued that figures like Trump and other politicians present a false dichotomy between nationalism and globalism, implying that both can coexist at the same time, yeah. It should be clear that many of these politicians, they present as false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of global government, whatever.
In other words, he's saying a lie and a truth both exist in the same time in the same place. They're both true. That black and white are the same. Yeah, I mean, what you just read made no sense at all if you've ever taken a course in logic.
Well, who's the author of Confusion?
Satan.
All right, there you go.
The devil himself. And that sounded like one of the most convoluted things I've ever heard.
Again, Trump has got the Antichrist system, you know, very, very upset right now. And because we see the church, I mean, the actual real born-again, Bible-believing, saved people are lining up behind him. We're going to a quick break. When we come back, boy, we got some, we got a clip for you you won't believe. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program,
You can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.